Your uncle's uniform fits you pretty well.
Not really. It's too tight in the butt and too loose in the abs. I'm afraid that if I do a high sidekick, I'm either going to moon somebody or split out the seat.
As far as I can tell, the tight pants were the style back then, and Hayashi was extremely muscular for a man of his size.
Don't get too used to the chauffeur's hat. As soon as I come up with something better, it's gone.
Just be careful tonight. They didn't have Spectre in their uniforms. They relied on good old-fashioned silk and nylon blend. It'll probably deflect a blade, but a big gun is going to tear right through.
Done trying to scare me off?
Didn't work, did it?
Nope. Do I want to know whose spare suit you're wearing?
Probably not. We'll work on getting our own clothes when we can.
Deal. You ready?
Hornet gun. Check. Hornet sting. Check. Let's roll, Kano.
You just couldn't help yourself, could you?
Nope.
Where are we?
You drove us here.
You know what I mean. What is this place?
It was a storehouse for one of the chain bookstores until a year ago. Then the recession hit and the chain went belly up. According to some of the rumors floating about, it was taken over by a crew who have turned it into an underground casino.
How are they connected to the people who attacked Mom and Dad?
I'm not sure they are, but it's money flowing into the criminal community, and it's bound to get noticed.
Cool. What are we waiting for?
An engraved invitation, or for us to kick the door down and start smacking people around, whichever comes first.
After you.
No, I insist. After you. The money. The mob is using gambling, drugs, and prostitution to build up enough funds to get into the higher stakes like racketeering and gun running, as well as paying off cops, lawyers, and judges. If we can cut off that cash supply and make them believe that the Hornet has taken them over, it will not only put the hurt on them, but also make them want to meet with us.
Or kill us.
In this world, there often isn't a difference.
So let's go roll as a dealer.
Hang loose for just a few more minutes.
What are we waiting
for? That.
The supplier?
Yep. Got that tracking device?
Right here.
Good. While I distract the dealers, you slip around and put it on the car. Then we'll follow them back to their lab and be able to shut down the branch.
Why do you get to distract the dealers?
A, I have a bulletproof jacket just in case. B, I don't want to let you have all the fun. Let's go. Who's in charge here? I hope it was none of them.
This is my house. You have no right to be here.
I have all the right in the world. You're under new management. Effective immediately.
Who do you think you are?
What? The Green Ensemble and Mask isn't a giveaway?
We were told that the Green Hornet was dead.
It appears the reports of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. And in case you didn't know, this city belongs to the Hornet.
Nothing goes down without my consent. So this place is closed until I reopen it.
The exterminator isn't going to be happy about this.
Is that what he's calling himself? Well, you get word back to your boss that the new slash old boss wants to meet, and that he better hope and pray that all I ask for is 20%. You don't cross the Green Hornet and get away with it. Now, everybody out. This whorehouse is closed for renovation.
Three crime industries in one night. At this pace, we should have the city back on track in a couple of weeks.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
They always say that.
That's because people will always think that was easy and get overconfident. Then, when the opposition strikes back, they get clobbered.
Are you saying that's what happened to my parents?
To a certain extent. I think things were far worse, more organized than they were expecting. They thought it was small, and they went in expecting small, only to find a much bigger problem. It wasn't their fault, they just weren't as prepared as they thought they were.
Do you really believe that?
I have to.
In that case, you won't think that I'm being paranoid if I tell you that there's a car coming up fast behind us.
The one with the... Are those lights along the running boards I'm seeing?
It looks like it. Purple running lights on a black and gold trimmed SUV.
What's wrong?
Black and purple are gang colors. The Kongs. It's street gang out of Little Vietnam.
Do you think that's them?
If that's the SUV I think it is, then I know it's them. I see the gaudy thing every day in the school parking lot.
I'm not sure what they want, but I don't want to fight teenagers tonight if we don't have to. Can you lose them?
I should be able to.
How are they catching up to the Black Beauty?
I had to guess, they're using nitrous.
Are we?
Not yet.
Well, you must have done something to piss them off.
Maybe they're trying to make names for themselves by taking on the Hornet.
Great. Just what we need. A bunch of punk kids trying to get street.
I know these guys. We can't outrun them, especially now that we've used up their nitrous, but they're just going to go cause trouble someplace else, and then brag in the morning that they chased off the Green Hornet.
You have something against these guys?
Besides the fact that they're shooting at us? Yeah. They broke my buddy Charlie's arm just because his name was Charlie. The school couldn't do anything about it because it happened off school grounds, and the cops said that there wasn't any proof.
While we're not here to pursue personal vendettas, it does sound like they're contributing to the problem. Let's take them down and see if there's anything the police can prosecute them for.
The Beauty has low-yield rockets. You want me to put one up under their undercarriage and give them a flip?
Remember, non-lethal. Blowing their car into the air may violate that. We can get the same effect, stopping them, by using the oil slick. See, a lot less fuss. Shall we go finish cleaning up?
Let's. God, I love bulletproofing.
Misnomer, bullet resistant. Just watch yourself out there. They may have extra clips.
Then let's get out there before they can reload. Wish I had one of those staples buttons.
Why?
So it would say, that was easy.
Ving, what's happening?
I'm sorry. Ling can't take your call right now. He's unconscious. But if you leave your name and number, he may get back to you in 10 to 20.
Assume I'm talking to the new Hornet.
You're talking to the Green Hornet. Who is this?
Well, considering the fact that you're your predecessor, you can call me the Exterminator. Specialize in getting rid of opposing little insects like you.
You son of a bitch.
Ah, here you've already found a replacement sidekick. Does this one jump around, flinging his legs in the air like a little grasshopper too? I hope that means I'm 2 for 2. I wasn't sure, and we had to leave in such a hurry. Some of my men really wanted to stick around and have some more fun.
Well, if we're keeping score, then I'd say we're currently in the lead with 4.
Please, the damage you've done tonight will be made up for before the sun rises. The bullets I put in the other 2 cost me more than what you've done tonight.
This is my city, Exterminator. If you want to operate here, you'll have to deal with me.
I don't think so. If you were truly what you made yourself out to be, I wouldn't have been able to get as far as I have. The fact of the matter is, your group has gotten sloppy and relaxed. You thought you had gotten beat up from the land in the city, but instead it went underground. We took some digging, but I've managed to find it all again and bring it back to the surface, stronger than before. Do you want to know the funniest part? We all know you aren't the criminal mastermind now. Your secret is out, weren't it? You're one of the good guys, and you have to play by the good guy rule. In spite of the reputation your predecessors built, we know that you won't kill. With your elite of gas guns, sonic sticks, and throwing darts, you won't cross that line.
For you, I'll make an exception.
Ooh, the new one's got some fire in his belly. Maybe, once I've finished flushing all the hornets out of his nest, I'll take him on as my bodyguard. Teach him to harness that hatred for profit.
Over my dead body.
That is the general idea. Tell me, how many more hornets am I going to have to swat? How many good flunkies am I going to have to waste in the process?
Run! Is that too tight?
No, it's fine. All that fire and smoke and shrapnel, I get bruised ribs from slamming into the Black Beauty.
Well, it didn't help that the concussive blast from the SUV exploding is what threw you there.
Okay, I'm patched up. Let's take a look at you.
I was in a similar boat. I dislocated my shoulder, but I popped it back in at the scene. It hurts like crazy, and I'll have to take it easy with it for a while, but I'll be fine.
That's not all you did. You've got a cut along the base of your skull. The bleeding stopped. We need to get this cleaned up. You cleaned up before.
I know, buddy. I know. Let it out.
I'm sorry.
For what? Being human? You've been through so much in the past 48 hours. I was beginning to worry about the fact that you hadn't broken down yet.
Superheroes don't cry.
Superheroes don't do a lot of things, but I think crying when needed is allowed.
How did you know?
That the SUV was rigged to explode? I'm not sure. It was instinct. It may have been because this guy has shown himself willing to do surprise attacks. It may have been the way he was flaunting, like he knew he already had the fight won. And the fact that Alan was killed in an explosion was probably on my mind as well.
Just sorry we didn't have time to save the Kongs too. I mean, he was willing to sacrifice his own guys just to get us.
Planned on sacrificing those boys. The SUV was rigged for explosives long before we got them pulled over. It was probably a backup plan. If they had told him that they were next to us but couldn't stop us, he would have blown them up, hoping to catch us in the blast.
How do you get to that point? Willing to kill people that work for you?
I hope we can never understand it.
You're not taking him seriously, are you? I'd never go to the dark side.
I don't think you ever would either, but this stuff is a slippery slope. You can't tell me that if he had been standing in front of us tonight, you wouldn't have done everything in your power to kill him. I saw it in your eyes.
Killed my father. He crippled my mother. Yeah, I want him dead.
And you're going to have to let the law handle it. We're not judge, jury, and executioner. Maybe I should go ahead and call Hayashi.
No. No, you're right. I can do this. Justice, not vengeance. But I need to be involved. I need to help.
Okay, but the deal still applies. If it starts to affect your schoolwork, you're done. And we're going to get you a different uniform.
the best body armor we can get to protect you.
You're the boss. Whatever you say, just as long as your suit is made out of the same stuff. And we're going to have to modify it to cover the back of your head.
Deal. Now go get some rest. We're going to see your mother in the morning.
You have been listening to The New Adventures of the Green Hornet, Episode 1, Rebirth, starring, in order of appearance, Ken Halloran as the Green Hornet and Matt Halloran as Kano. This presentation also featured Eric Greva as the sales rep, Steve Kane as Barry Wilkinson, Lee Sands as the Doctor, Joan Halloran as Mishi Kato, Roger Kelly, Mick Mize, and Ryan Gilbert as the reporters, Louise Francis as Michelle Axford, Doug Seitlin as the doorman, April Sadowski as the Madam, and Pete Noddett as the Exterminator. The New Green Hornet is a production of Timewheel Electronic Recording Productions, with the Green Hornet being the property of Green Hornet Incorporated and 20th Century Fox. Copyright 2012. Rebirth was written and mixed by Jim Caswell and edited by John Bourne. Music was composed and produced by Paul Mitchell. This has been a Twerps Online presentation.